That's all, Ring. Time for Luminous. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum found out by questioning Cedric that it was Abner who's been taking the money. Since even Cedric was unaware of Abner's real motive, Lum believes Abner to be a thief. As we look in on the circus grounds today, we find Lum in the office talking to Cedric. Listen.
Well, Cedric, there ain't no use for you to argue with me. I just ain't got no use for a thief, and I don't want you around here.
But, Mr. Lum, I told you I never stole that money.
Well, you have access to the crime, though. That's just as bad. You're just as guilty as Abner, or Mr. Peabody is. No, Cedric, I've always liked you. Always said you was going to amount to something.
Thank you.
But this is a terrible disappointment to me. Your papa's always been honest and upright. I know he's going to be awful tore up when he hears that his son's a thief. Steal.
Well, it just ain't no telling what he will do. You won't tell him, will you, Mr. Lum?
Well, I don't want to, but the word will more than likely get back to him some way.
He'll about run me off from home about what he'll do.
Well, I hope he don't, Cedric, but you ought to have thought about that before you done it. You know better than to steal.
Yes, Mom, but I never knowed I steal him, Mr. Lum, honest, I never. Mr. Abner said it was as much his money as it was yours, and there wasn't nothing wrong in taking it.
Well, half of it was mine. That's half stealing anyway. He was taking something that belonged to me, and you helped him.
Well, he told me if I didn't help him, he's going to fire me and send me back home.
Going to fire you? Abner said that?
Yes, Mom, that's what he said.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. Well, he's backslid further than I thought he had. Ain't satisfied being a thief himself, and he wants to drag some honest young boy down with him.
I'm awful sorry I done it. I never knowed I was doing anything wrong. I hate to leave the circus, Mr. Lum. I was hoping I could stay with it long enough to save up some money so that me and Clarabelle could get married someday. I might not seem to face her now. Well, goodbye, Mr. Lum.
Wait a minute, Cedric.
Mom?
Take them belongings yours back over there to your tent. Just forget what I said about you being fired.
You mean I can have my job back? You ain't going to send me home?
No, let's just forget all about it, Cedric. Just watch yourself from here on out. Just recollect that there ain't never no excuse for stealing.
Well, I'll know better than to do anything like that again.
Abner's the one to blame for this whole thing. Just wait till he shows up. If I don't give him a licking, my name ain't Lum Eddard. He's hiding out from me. I reckon he knows he's got it coming to him. Just look at that bed there. Work touched all night. Somebody must have told him that I know he was the one who's doing the stealing.
Just to be right honest with you, Mr. Lum, I was the one that told him that you knowed it. See, he gave me a baseball suit not to tell, and I figured I ought to let him know what I'd done.
Oh, well, no wonder he ain't showed up.
He feared you're going to have him sent to the penitentiary.
Well, he ought to be.
I think he rode the bus over to Pine Ridge yesterday evening.
Well, I'll find his goodness. Least thing he could have did was to come to me and admit to it. Sneaking off. Just can't understand what's come over him all of a sudden. We've been partners for years, me and him has. I trusted him with anything I had. Now he took the stealing.
Lum, are you busy?
Oh, no. Come on in, Squire.
I thought if you weren't busy, I'd like to talk to you a few minutes, Lum.
Yeah, sure. Sit down, Squire.
Thank you,
Mr. Lum. I sure appreciate you giving me my job back.
That's all right, Cedric.
I think I better get to work now.
Yeah, just forget what all I said. I won't never mention it to nobody.
Yes, Mom. So long.
So long.
You're not going to let Cedric go, huh?
No, I decided to let him stay on. Uh-huh. Abner's the one who put him up to it. It weren't Cedric's fault.
Well, it should be a good lesson for him, Mom. I've always lived by the rule that honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, I just now heard Cedric told me that Abner took out and left the circus. Going back to Pine Ridge.
Well, I do declare. Well, he's kind of leaving you holding the bag, isn't he, Lum?
Yeah, I reckon so.
But on the other hand, I suppose that's about the only thing for him to do. He knew that you wouldn't want to be partners with somebody that you'd caught stealing from you.
Yeah, I guess so. Right here when the circus was doing so good, too.
Well, I don't know, Lum. The circus is doing all right now, but you can't tell about the future, you know.
What do you mean, Squire?
Well, we played most of the good towns in this section, and it looks like pretty slim pickings from here on out. Of course, that's just my views on it.
You mean you don't think we'd make very much from now on?
Just to be honest with you, Lum, if we break even for the next few months, we'll be very lucky. And we stand a good chance of losing money.
Well, I sure hate to hear that.
Yes, it does seem a shame. Admiral, leaving you with the whole thing on your hands. Of course, you'll be responsible for all the losses, too.
I will.
Why, certainly. Debts and all that, you know, that could break you in a very short time, Lum, the amount of expense you got here.
Yeah, I sure couldn't stand much of that.
Another thing, Lum, this is no life for you. Traveling around over the country, moving all hours of night, taking a chance on losing everything you got, when if you were at Pine Ridge looking after that store of yours, why, you know you'd be well taken care of.
Oh, yeah. I've always made a good living in the store there.
Oh, yes, yes. It certainly seems a shame to see the whole thing go to pot now.
What do you mean?
Well, let's face it. You know Grandpappy Spears can't run that store for any length of time and make a go of it. That store needs a man with foresight, a man with sound judgment, a man with brains.
Yeah.
It needs you, Lum.
My granny's your right, Squire.
Why, of course I'm right. With somebody else in there, that place would go in the red in no time at all. But with you in there handling the reins, Lum, I don't know, you just seem to have a certain knack, a natural business ability, I guess you'd call it.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Oh, without you, Lum, that store would fold up inside of 2 weeks.
James, how quick can I get some transportation back to Pine Ridge? I just hope I can make it in time.
Well, now, wait a minute here, Lum. You can't just rush off like this, you know. There's a few matters we ought to discuss. What about the circus?
Oh, my goodness, I plumb forgot about that. This looks like I'm in demand every place, don't I?
Yes, yes, well, it's your intelligence. I'm surprised I haven't got you in Philadelphia today helping figure out things.
Yeah.
Might even could talk you into being vice president.
I'd run if they just asked me. Nobody thought about it, I reckon.
Yes, well, he might yet, Lum. He can't tell. Getting back to the circus, old Lum, you can't just walk off and leave it, you know, regardless of what you're
doing. Well, I can't take it back to Pine Ridge with me.
No, well, the thing to do, Lum, is to get rid of it. Sell it.
Sell it, huh?
Well, that is, if you can find anybody to buy it. Of course, right now, a circus is a pretty hard thing to dispose of, I guess. Very few people would want one, you know.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I couldn't find nobody to buy it.
Well, of course, I could take it and run it for you, Lum, but I know if we lost money, and we probably would, why, you'd feel like it's my fault. I just don't like to have that responsibility.
Reckon we could sort of look around and find a buyer for it?
Well, what do you think it ought to be worth, Lum?
Yeah, I reckon it's worth a heap more than I can get for it.
Yes, of course, now you've made a little money with it, you know. You've got the cream out of it, you might say. And you and Abner picked it up mighty cheap.
Yeah.
I believe if you'd get $1,000 for it, Lum, you better let it go.
Oh, that'd be just like giving it away.
Well, yes, but I mean just for a quick sale, you know.
Well, I don't know, sir.
Well, you wouldn't want to take a chance on losing what you made, Lum. And it'd give you a chance to get back to Pine Ridge and take over that fine store of yours, you know.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
Well, if you can dispose of it at that kind of a price, Squire, you've got my consent.
Well, good.
Then I won't have it on my hands in case they do ask me to run for vice president.
Well, that's true,
Lum. Talk about that a lot more. That, I like the kind of noise that makes.
Well, Lum, I'm in a hurry right now, you know. We're running up expenses here on the circus. I'd like to get out, you know, and tell you if we're going to.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
You'll have to sign an option, though.
An option?
It just so happens that I've got one right here in my pocket, all made out.
Well, there ain't no need to sign nothing, is there?
Well, I wouldn't want to go to somebody and make them a price on the circus and then not be able to go through with the deal, you know.
No, but...
Now, you sign right here, and then I can go over to Pine Ridge and get Abner to put his name on there,
well,
too.
Well, I don't know what's the difference. Give it here.
Yes, of course, it isn't legal unless both partners sign it, you know. But I don't look to have any trouble with Abner. Just put your name right there, Lum. Yeah. That's mine there.
Oh, no, he ain't got no use for that circus now. Yeah, there you are.
Well, much obliged, Lum. I'll look around and see if I can find a buyer for you. Just to help you out, you know, on account of us being such old friends.
All right, Squire, I'll sure appreciate it.
No, cut, it's nothing. Well, I better be going.
Well, I'm much obliged to you anyway.
No, not at all, Lum, not at all. Glad to help. I'll see you after a while.
Yeah, all right, Squire.
Cedric, my boy, come here a minute. I just started out to look for you.
Yes, what was you wanting, Mr. Squire?
My goodness, Cedric, you get more intelligent looking every day. But here's a quarter. Take this quarter now. I want you to run a little errand for me.
Oh, yes, Mom. Much obliged.
I want you to go down to the Commercial Hotel and go to room 301 and ask for Mr. Williamson.
Yes, Mom.
Tell him that M.K. Skimp sent you down there. Tell him I said I'd meet him at 10:30 tonight in his room. And tell him the deal is all set.
Tell him the deal's all set, huh?
Yes, Cedric, the deal's all set.
Well, as Lum let Squire talk him into something he'll be sorry for, is he about to become the victim of another of Squire Kemp's schemes? And how is he going to find out the truth about why Abner took the money?